This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Polis has activated the Colorado National Guard in preparation for extreme cold this week. Starting tomorrow night, highs across Colorado are expected to stay within the single digits, with lows dropping below zero. National Weather Service meteorologist Rushel Danielson says it will actually feel colder than forecasts let on.
If the winds are 30 miles an hour, the wind chill would be somewhere around, negative 35.
Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo should expect those conditions, but in some parts of the plains, it could feel as cold as minus 60 degrees. The western slope and the Four Corners will be slightly warmer, with highs in the teens and 20s. Doctors at Children's Hospital Colorado on Monday told the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary about the rise of respiratory viruses. Sam Dominguez is a pediatric infectious disease doctor. He described a series of viruses hitting kids hard, like RSV, flu, and bacterial infections like group A strep.
While we are used to treating children with these respiratory viruses and bacterial infections, this respiratory season is very early and quite severe and is unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Other challenges include a worsening youth mental health crisis and tight staffing levels. The Health and Human Services Secretary pledged support from this administration to provide COVID tests and vaccines. Denver's hiring 100 short-term workers to staff emergency migrant shelters. The arrival of hundreds of migrants from the southern U.S. border over the past few weeks has strained Denver's existing shelter and other resources. Assistants will check in guests, serve meals, and more. This is CPR News at 6:06.